This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and to get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. Is our number. We'll be talking to Bob Zadik at the bottom of the hour. Bob is the author of a book called Essential Liberty, Finding Freedom in a Post-COVID World. According to Bob, the first round of lockdowns, we're now entering into our second round of lockdowns, at least in some places around the country. According to Bob, the first round was a dress rehearsal for tyranny. And we're going to talk to Bob about what the future holds for us in terms of our essential liberty or lack thereof. That will be at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Bob Zadik at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. So we've been talking about H. pylori, the bacteria that's associated with stomach ulcers and heartburn, various digestive health issues. We talked about lectins. Actually, we've been talking about a lot about lectins. Yesterday we spoke about lectins, which are a large group of carbohydrate-binding proteins. Technically, they're called. They're proteins that have a sticky Velcro-like quality that allows them to attach to various tissues, specifically to cells. These lectin molecules, whose chief role is to facilitate cell-to-cell contact, attached to the glycocalyx. Glyco meaning sugar, calyx meaning mask. The glycocalyx is the sugar coating that coats all cell membranes. This glycocalyx can be thought of as a forest of polysaccharides, this forest of sugars. If you could look at it with a electron microscope, if you could zoom in really, really close to the glycocalyx, you see these long, long strings of sugars that kind of stick off the top of the cell, almost like whiskers. And these lectins these sugars in the glycocalyx act like an identification system. The immune system is constantly scouting around, looking for enemies, and the glycocalyx says friend or foe.
obviously, if it's a foe, the immune system will be triggered, and that's where a lot of immune reactions come from. And lectins, which are found everywhere in nature, plants, animals, bacteria, and fungi, represent a major biological mechanism for distortion of this glycocalyx and triggering of immune system reactions. In the plant world, lectins have a reputation for causing a lot of health issues, and in the past decade or so, lectin attachments have been understood to be behind many immune reactions. This is why vegetables are not so benign, and plants are not so benign, and fruits are not so benign. They have a dark side. A lot of human health issues involving inflammation and immunity are triggered by lectins found in plants and their subsequent distortion of the glycocalyx on cells. One of the most powerful poisons in the world is a lectin called ricin, R-I-C-I-N. Just a few milligrams of ricin swallowed or inhaled or injected can kill you. It's derived from castor beans. In general, castor beans are one of the more medicinal or toxic of the beans. And one of the reasons is because castor beans contain high concentrations of lots of lectins, including ricin. Ricin is known for being such an effective poison that spy agencies like the KGB and the CIA are reported to make use of it for surreptitious assassinations. I remember hearing of ricin in the 1970s. In the Georgi Markov umbrella murder case, a Bulgarian communist agent fired this tiny little ricin-containing bullet from an umbrella gun, James Bond style, into a Russian defector named Georgi Markov's leg. In a couple of days, Georgi Markov was dead. Ricin is super, super powerful stuff, and it exerts its power by its lectin-like properties. Venoms are lectin-like. Venoms from snakes and jellyfish and spiders and various insects, bees, ants. These all, many of their venoms, and also poisonous plants for that matter, all utilize this lectin mechanism. This lectin binding effect, these poisons can also interfere with inflammatory chemistry and tumor chemistry too. And this is why sometimes you'll hear about snake venom or bee venom being used to treat arthritis or cancer or other inflammatory diseases. Lectin attachment is behind the phenomena of gluten. Gluten intolerance is a lectin issue, and while there's some controversy about whether or not gluten is officially a lectin, basically they function the same way. It's de facto a lectin. Whether or not it's officially a lectin, I'm not sure, and there is some controversy about that, but it does work the same way. It binds to cells, specifically it binds to the cells of the intestine, and initiates an immune response and an inflammatory response at the level of the intestine. We've talked about autoimmunity as being a consequence of lectin binding. Lectin binding is also a cause of leaky gut issues. This whole lectin binding phenomena is what initiates an inflammatory reaction in the intestine, ultimately leads to leaky gut, and once the intestine, the gut, intestine meaning gut, becomes inflamed, lectins, as well as bacteria from the gut, from the intestine, probiotics, good bacteria, so-called endotoxins can enter into the bloodstream. Likewise, undigested protein particles, peptides, they call them, they can get into the bloodstream, and then you get an immune response in the blood. This immune response in the blood leads to the formation of something called CICs, circulatory immune complexes, and all this stuff in the blood and the subsequent immune reactions in the blood lead to what is technically called agglutination. Nothing is supposed to go into the blood, including, by the way, vaccines. Nothing is supposed to get into the blood. The blood is the sacred space. Once you get stuff in the blood, whether it's coming in through the diet or it's getting injected into your skin through a vaccine, all kinds of havoc can potentially be wreaked. Once you get stuff in the blood and immune reactions in the blood, these CICs going on in the blood, you can get into a biological process called agglutination. Notice the root gluten, agglutination. Agglutination is globbing. Lectins and endotoxins and undigested food peptides are all agglutinins. They can cause, they call them hemagglutinins, blood agglutinins. Meaning they cause red blood cells to clump up. This is what I call dirty blood. When I talk about dirty blood, I'm talking about agglutination and circulating immune complexes. And the entrance of peptides and lipopolysaccharides, that is endotoxins, particles of bacteria, as well as lectins into the bloodstream. And while all disease is cell disease, all disease All cell disease is preceded by dirty or agglutinated blood. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be talking to Bob Zadek at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls next segment on The Bright Side right after this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. I got lines open for you. We'll talk to Bob Zadek at the bottom of the hour. His book is Essential Liberty. Finding freedom in a post-COVID world. Bob has got some scary things to say. At least he's got some scary things. He's written about some scary stuff in his book. We'll talk to Bob about essential liberty, finding freedom in a post-COVID world. We'll talk about lockdown specifically. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get to your calls this segment. If we have calls, 844-236-6010. So everybody's heard these days about about gluten intolerance. Gluten intolerance is a type of lectin. A type of lectin attachment issue, whether or not gluten is a lectin specifically, I don't know. Some people say yes, some people say no. Nonetheless, the mechanism of action of gluten and gluten's interference with digestive cell chemistry is based in attachments and lectin-like attachments. This is all about the glycocalyx. It's all about the cell's identification tag. Once the cell's identification tag is triggered or is distorted, you get an immune response that's triggered. There's these cells of the immune system that are constantly scouting, they're circulating through the bloodstream, scouting for distortions, making sure that there's no enemies that have gotten into the bloodstream. And once a cell is distorted, once a cell appears to be distorted, it appears to be the enemy, and it can trigger an immune response. These scout cells are constantly looking for bad guys, and when they spot a distorted glycocalyx, even if it's on a cell that belongs to the body, say a nerve cell or a joint cell or a pancreatic cell, it is going to look like the enemy. That pancreatic cell or that nerve cell is going to look like the enemy. The scout will call its immune system buddies, and boom, you'll get an attack on that nerve cell. You'll call it multiple sclerosis, or you get an attack on the joint cell. You'll call it rheumatoid arthritis, or you get an attack on a muscle cell, and you'll call it myasthenia gravis. That's why I say all autoimmune diseases are the same mechanism, and it doesn't matter where that autoimmune reaction is occurring. You don't need to go to a neural specialist, for example, if you have a nerve autoimmune disease. Or you don't have to go to a digestive specialist if you have a digestive system autoimmune disease. Or you don't have to go to an endocrinologist if you have a pancreatic autoimmune disease. It's all the same mechanism. It's distortion of cells, secondary to the entrance of poisons into the bloodstream, and an inflammatory immune system reaction. This is the fundamental mechanism of autoimmunity. And if you can follow along with this process makes sense to you, you now know more than representatives of the medical model who will tell you there's no known cause for autoimmune diseases and there's no cure for autoimmune diseases. No, there's no cure for autoimmune diseases, but you can reverse and prevent them. Simply by reversing or preventing the distortion of the glycocalyx secondary to the entrance of foods, mostly foods. Yes, if you inject things through the skin, you can also cause the same problem of dirty blood and secondary immune reactions and inflammatory reactions to distorted glycocalyces. But for the most part, the large majority of toxicity in the bloodstream, which precedes autoimmunity, enters in through food and the digestive system. I know I say this all the time, but it bears repeating because so many people are suffering with rheumatoid arthritis, suffering with type 1 diabetes, suffering with multiple sclerosis, suffering with these autoimmune diseases, and they're secondary to our lifestyle. Read Terry Wahl's book, Terry W-A-H-L-S. She cured herself of multiple sclerosis, or she reversed her multiple sclerosis. She wrote a book called The Walls Protocol, and she tells you all about it. No one really knows why lectins are in plants, by the way, although the conventional wisdom is that they serve as plant defense molecules, specifically as insecticides, pesticides. If you're a farmer, you're a gardener, or you're just thinking one step ahead, you might be wondering, is it possible to make good use of lectins to kill bugs, to actually use this lectin-like insecticide properties as a natural pesticide? And you'd be right. Agricultural scientists are exploring ways of genetically modifying crops to produce specific lectins, lectins that will kill pests and to increase their agricultural yield. Pests and insects use grains and produce as a food source, and they're looking at sticking genes into various grains that will produce lectins that will naturally kill bugs and pests. From a June 2015 article in the journal Molecules titled Insecticidal Activity of Plant Lectins and Potential Application in Crop Protection, quote, the use of genes conferring resistance against insect pests could provide a more sustainable control strategy, since both selection pressure on insect resistance. In other words, they won't become resistant like they do to ordinary pesticides. And the economic damage in a crop are kept at a low level. Thus, the use of genes related to plant defenses, such as lectin genes, is encouraged, unquote. And there's lots of studies on this now. Bacteria also use lectin attachments to exert their harmful effects. We talked about H. pylori lectin, allowing these little H. pylori bugs to attach themselves to the cells of the stomach. E. coli does the same thing. And for that matter, so do viruses. Yes, influenza virus and even the coronavirus use lectin attachments. That's how they exert their damaging effects. That's how the coronavirus, partially anyway, exerts its damaging effects. It attaches itself to cells with a lectin-like attachment. Same with influenza. Same with HIV. But lectin attachments is not all bad. Yes, it's true. You can, if you genetically modify plants, you can take advantage of lectin attachments as a natural pesticide. And there are other beneficial effects of this lectin binding phenomenon. It turns out lectins have antiviral properties. How interesting is that? The lectin attachment is involved in how influenza and how coronavirus and how these viruses exert their negative effects, but lectins also have antiviral properties, including for influenza and including for COVID-19, lectin attachments, and for HIV. Lectin attachments are being explored to prevent and to treat viral illnesses. From the journal Antiviral Research, September 2007, in a paper titled "Plant Lectins Are Potent Inhibitors of Coronaviruses by Interfering with Two Targets in the Viral Replication Cycle," researchers found that lectins from a variety of plants, including tulip, iris, mistletoe, and garlic, can block viral infections. Other researchers have found that banana lectins can block the influenza virus and can help prevent flus as well as HIV. Bitter melon and garlic and lectins from astragalus and carob, kudzu, really interesting herb kudzu is, can stimulate the immune system. There's lectins that have cancer-fighting properties, including grain lectins and bean lectins, as well as lectins from wild yam that has been shown to help keep cells of the breast from becoming cancerous. Lectins also function as antioxidants. We'll talk about that in our next Bright Side episode. Just nutrition and chemistry and biochemistry, it's not all black and white. There are gray areas, and it's very important to have to be able to navigate gray areas if you're going to be able to make good decisions in life, and you're going to be able to make good decisions in health and understand health in general. It's the reason why your brain is filled with something called gray matter, because we got to understand how to navigate the gray areas. Simplistic black and white thinking is not just simplistic, it's also simple-minded. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6. Actually, scratch that. We got Bob Zadek coming up in our next segment, author of Essential Liberty, Finding Freedom in a Post-COVID World. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. Eisenhower Executive Office Building near the White House was the location. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done.
and we appreciate your service to the country.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was approved for use in the United States a week ago. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be approved Friday. Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer. USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
The last Thursday night football game of 2020 was played in Las Vegas' brand new Allegiant Stadium. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert shined with the help of the Raiders' struggling defense, winning the game in overtime 30-27. Although the Chargers have given up so many leads that led to losses this year, quarterback Justin Herbert says after the game, the Chargers are resilient.
Yeah, we're a resilient team, and hats off to the defense for coming up with a big stop there, and Jalen with a great catch there, and it got a little hectic down there at the end zone, but guys stuck together. Glad we came out on top.
Justin says the O-line gave him the time he needed to get the job done.
Just gain a yard. That's all we needed. And Jalen ran a great route, got over the top. I could have thrown it a little bit farther. He could have scored. But props to those guys up front blocking the way.
After injuries took out some of his key players, the next man up mentality really paid off.
They stepped up big time. I knew how special of a group these guys are. And anytime you miss Keenan and Mike out there, it's definitely tough. But they gave it their all. They gave what they could. And those guys stepped up big time.
Herbert's quarterback sneak in overtime bolted the Chargers past the Raiders 30-27.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed. And I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates. And they've done such a great job of battling this year. And really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers have no chance for this year's playoffs. The Raiders' hopes of making the postseason dimmed as their record fell to 7-7. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com. We've got search engines up. If you miss a program or want to review a program or you want to review a topic, head to brightsideben.com or benfuchsarchives.com and check out our search engine and our 11 years of archived information, lots of good health information on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team or purchase longevity products off our websites as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and check out our 1,400-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. That's with a D at the end, truthreviewed.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today, the author of the book Essential Liberty. Bob Zadik is also the host of a podcast, The Bob Zadik Show, and we're going to talk about essential liberty, finding freedom in a post-COVID world. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Bob Zadik. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
And thanks for being here as well. What the heck is going on in the world? Is this something that you, I know you've been studying these kinds of things for a long time. Is this something that you would have predicted, the specifics of it? I know you probably could have told, you probably could have figured out that something like this was going to go on. But the specific of it seems so contrived and baroque. What do you think?
The only one who could have predicted this is somebody with a mind like Dostoevsky or perhaps or other writers who lived a life in total despair and only thought the most depressing thoughts on the planet. But a normal, rational person, even if they were having a bad day, could never have imagined anything this bad. So, no, Ben, I never imagined anything like this.
It's so crazy to me. Now, you know, it's easy to... The government is the government, and power structures do what power structures do. But how much of this is on us as individuals and as citizens?
Well, a fair amount, but that's an unfair question. Well, my answer is accurate, but unfair. Yes, it is on us because we are voters, and voters have a responsibility to use the franchise intelligently. On the other hand, I am kind of willing to cut voters some slack in this regard, that the issues before the day require such specialized knowledge that you would need a PhD in voting in order to vote. Just to take one example, and there are so many examples. I go back to 2008 when Obama was elected. If you remember, we had an alleged financial crisis at that time. And the issue was there was a meltdown and there was a housing crisis, and how do we get out of it? Now, that is an issue which economists who spend their life thinking about economics didn't agree. And yet the election was about whose approach, Obama's or McCain's, whose approach was a more sensible way out. That, in other words, are you a Keynesian or a free marketeer? Well, I dare say I'm not sure. And voters can't be expected to be sure, yet that was what they were voting on. So yes, they've made the wrong choice, but I don't fault them. People have lives. They have to go about their lives and do the best they can. Therefore, yes, it's on voters, but that's nominally rather than factually.
Well, you know, economics, you're right. The whole economic thing is, it's over my head, and I'm sure it's over a lot of people's heads. But this thing that's going on today is not as complicated as economics. I mean, the numbers themselves.
No, today is different. You're exactly right.
It seems so obvious to me. What's going on today seems like an obvious power play. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why the masses of people, present company excluded, Bob, not my listeners, probably not your listeners, but the masses of people believe the baloney that's being pushed at us, despite evidence to the contrary in terms of statistics, in terms of observation, in terms of immunology and virology. Evidence to the contrary, people still are falling for this. That's why I see people as being complicit.
Well, and I agree with you. You and I really agree. But here's my a tiny bit deeper response than yours. Not that yours was shallow. You're exactly right. Okay. But I want to drill down just a tiny bit more.
Yeah.
The issue was, in effect, and my book was, did the lockdown make sense? Now, when you say people believed it, what you're suggesting is people believe the lockdown was the best cure to, remember, flatten the curve? It seems almost quaint by now.
Right.
Back in March, it was flatten the curve.
Yeah,
but people
yeah.
forgot flatten the curve. There is no curve. It was all made up. But here's my point. The issue today, as we look at various states and cities, each with different many with different reactions from each other, the issue is not, does the lockdown work? The issue is, are we willing, as Ben Franklin suggested, to sacrifice temporary sacrifice liberty to gain a little temporary safety. Now,
he said deserve
that
neither.
Issue,
he said we deserve
we
neither.
We deserve neither. That's yeah. exactly right. Well, of course, you nailed the quote exactly. But that was the dichotomy. That was the choice. And voters are discovering, having been deprived of liberty for the first time in the glorious 231-year history of our country, for the first time ever, that people who did nothing wrong and who were not yeah. sick were put under house arrest.
Yeah.
House arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And that has never happened before.
Yeah.
We have had quarantines. Quarantines, as you know, is an effective, recognized health measure. But not quarantining the people who are healthy.
Yeah,
and
right.
The lesson, and here's the lesson, Ben, as of course you know, but to help your listeners sort of, my opinion, get a handle on the issue. The issue is that are people smart enough to make essential decisions about their own lives so long as they have the information? Can you and I decide whether to go to Starbucks, whether to have dinner with friends, whether to go to a restaurant, whether to have our hair cut, whether to go to work,
yeah.
whether to walk in the street? And I say, no one in government is better qualified than me to make that decision about myself. I don't presume 100%. To make it about you, Ben, and
yeah.
you don't presume to make it about me, and I sure don't presume to let Cuomo or Newsom
right,
make it about
right.
33 million people. And that's the core issue, and that's why I wrote the book. And the takeaway is, because this one is easy for voters, do you vote for freedom, or do you vote to have somebody who is probably your intellectual junior
yeah.
make decisions about your life and yeah. rather than you make them? That's the issue.
Do you think it's like an FU to people who are smart enough to know the difference? Like people who aren't smart enough are just going to be complicit, but the people who are smart enough to know the difference, do you think it's like the power structure giving the middle finger?
Oh, well, they're behaving the way they are trained to behave. Remember, people who are governors and mayors.
Bob, we got a commercial break. Hang on to that thought. Okay, we got a commercial break. Bob Zadick's with us. The Bob Zadick Show. The book is Essential Liberty.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Bob Zadek. His website is Bob Zadek. That's Zadek.com. The book is Essential Liberty, host of the Bob Zadek Show podcast. Hey, Bob, before we went to break, we're talking about this idea that, you know, people who are just dumbed down and domesticated and believe everything they're told, they're going to follow along. But then there's people like yourself and myself and probably our listeners here today who know enough. And it seems to me like that there's an FU element that's going on. You know what I'm saying? They're getting the middle finger. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think you nailed it. I would extend it from not – if it was only that which you have described, the middle finger, that would be bad enough. However, it's worse than that. The fact is, what governors and mayors are hired to do is the same thing, Ben, that you and I do every day in running our lives and our family members. We have problems that come up. Health problems, financial problems, practical problems like construction in your house, car problems, and we're not expected to be smart enough to know everything. So what do? We consult with experts, and the skill you have in managing your household is how intelligent you are at selecting advisors. If you pick charlatans, you're going to do a bad job managing your household. If you do a competent job, your household will run as smoothly as possible. That's what a chief executive does. When they pick bad advisors, bad doctors, they go to the wrong doctor. It's like, imagine your car breaks and you call a carpenter to fix it. Your car's going to be a mess. No, the problem wasn't the carpenter. The problem was your choice. When you have a problem such as COVID and you only pick doctors to advise you and not economists, it's like picking a carpenter to fix your car.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to work. And that's where the decision-making went awry, because governors and mayors, being driven by a certain dogma, a certain political point of view, they selected doctors who would give them the advice they can use to further their political goals. They didn't pick the right advisors, and they gave up liberty. Now, what voters have learned, I hope, is when you go to the next election, you don't pick blue and red. You pick voters, you pick elected officials or candidates who run on a platform is, I will protect your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
If elected officials only protected your freedom so you can make your own decisions about your life, they can't make a bad decision because you're free. And that's the takeaway from this experience with COVID. We did, nobody ran on a platform of protecting individual liberty. But next election, for sure, they will, because that's a big deal now. Of course, we have lived without it.
How much of it is the fact that we that human beings live in fear of their survival, and then when a virus comes up, they just freak the heck out, and then it's, that fear is fed into and amplified and encouraged?
Oh, my God, Ben, you nailed it so well, your question just now. And I don't think it's that we live in freedom. Freedom is the secret weapon that governments use to acquire power. Remember 9/11?
Fear. You mean fear. Fear, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Remember 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Bay of Tonkin?
Yeah.
There's always going to be a threat. And once the government makes people afraid, when you're afraid, you look for a protector. So the first thing government does is make you afraid, and then they say, don't worry about the fear. We'll take care of it.
Right.
We give power to government. You nailed it, Ben.
Right. It's refusing to live in fear is what it's about. And that requires kind of like a, almost like a spiritual mindset that human beings have to have. Because the world is inherently scary if you live strictly in the material world. Things can drop on your head at any time. But you see, you have to almost have this kind of confidence in your ability to survive that transcends the physical world. Do you think?
You're exact, Ben. The world is only fearful if people don't listen to your show. If people listen to your show, they're not afraid anymore.
That's the message that I try to get on this show every day, is that we don't have to be afraid, that we have control, much more control than we believe or that we've been led to believe. And like you say, governments have an interest in making sure you don't feel confident about your life so that they can say, hey, we'll take care of you.
The biggest fear is if you are, if what's been taught into you is you're not competent to get through it. Once government persuades you, you are incompetent to get through it, that makes you fearful. But Ben, if you go out on a camping trip and you go there with the right gear and the right tent and the right way to cook your food, you're not afraid of being out there in the woods. But if you go into the woods with the wrong gear and you're ill-equipped, of course you're going to be afraid, as you should be. So the fact is, if you are competent, all you have to be is competent to run your own life. If you acquire that competence, there's nothing to be afraid of.
100%. That's so awesome. So do you think we've crossed a technological threshold now where humanity can be controlled so efficiently and so effectively that there's no going back?
No. I have too much faith in. I have too much faith in us ordinary humans. So no, there will never. There might be in the short run, but. We'll never get, I don't think, a situation where technology can overcome human will to be free. You see that even in the most autocratic countries, in Venezuela and all over, marketplaces spring up in the shadows, black markets. People want to trade with each other and mutually beneficial exchanges and make each other's life better. No. Humans, the force is too great. There will never be a technology strong enough in the long run to suppress the desire for freedom. Never.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. That's awesome. So you're optimistic about the future.
Oh, profoundly, profoundly. I'm always optimistic. Remember, there was a quarterback you're too young to know, Bobby Lane, who played for the Washington when they were allowed to be called
the
Redskins.
Did he play for the Lions?
I think he played for the Redskins, but maybe you're right. And he was fond of saying he never, ever lost a football game. Yes, occasionally he ran out of time, but he never lost a game.
That's great.
No, we are always going to survive so long as we don't run out of time.
I love it. Thank you so much for saying that. What's your take on the vaccine?
Well, not being a doctor or a practicing lawyer, but it looks good to me, and I think there's a fascinating intellectual exercise that I invited my listeners last Sunday to go through, is discussing, when you're sitting around having coffee with your buds, discuss what would you do in terms of who you would vaccinate first. What would be your own order? What's the right thing to do? What's the fair thing to do? Should you have a marketplace that goes to the highest bidder? How should you distribute the virus, the vaccination, and in what order? It's a fascinating exercise. I don't really quarrel with what they're doing, healthcare workers first, although I kind of think that they should do it on the basis of either IQ or lawyers get vaccinated first. Either one I'll take. But I think I'm profoundly optimistic, and what I'm also optimistic about is the legal vaccination, where the judges right now are questioning the autocratic decisions. And just today in San Diego and in California, the courts have struck down the forbidding of restaurants to serve food. So the judges are stepping up to the plate, defending the Constitution. And I find that legal vaccination as encouraging as the medical vaccination. The courts are stepping up, and it's life-affirming to me. It's recognizing the values in our Constitution. Thank heaven for the courts.
Hey, we got real quick, we're out of time. What's your take on the Biden administration, and what are they going to do, in your opinion, what's going to happen in terms of our personal liberties and freedom with this new administration?
It's not going to be pretty. Ask me in January after the Georgia runoff.
Okay.
And
all right.
If the Republicans keep the Senate, we're in good shape.
All right. We'll have you back on, Bob. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. I appreciate
your
take.
And
I appreciate your optimism.
Me.
Have a beautiful day. The book is Essential Liberty. Bob Zadik. BobZadik.com is the website, and his podcast is The Bob Zadik Show. That's Zadek. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.